So Much Blood, a thriller serial in six parts, adapted from his book by Simon Brett, starring Francis Matthews as Charles Paris. Part 4, Legal Aid. Actor Charles Paris is presenting a one-man show on the fringe of the Edinburgh Festival under the auspices of the Derby University Dramatic Society. At a photo call for one of the student productions, Willie Mariello has been stabbed, and Charles is convinced that the death was murder. He's just discovered that Willie was responsible for the accident to Leslie Petter, which led to her two main parts in Derby productions being taken by her understudy, Anna Duncan.
I don't believe it.
Oh, it's true, Anna.
What? Willie actually pushed Leslie down those steps?
Yes, he did.
But why?
Well, that's what I'm trying to work out. Can you think of any reason why he might have done it?
No, none at all.
How well did you know Willie?
Well, I mean, like one knows anyone else in the group. Not particularly well.
No one seems to have known him particularly well.
He wasn't even a member of the university. He was just brought into Mary Queen of Sots to do the music.
Yes. You don't happen to know who it was who did bring him in?
No, sorry.
Well, perhaps James Milne will have some ideas.
Oh?
Well, Willie bought James's house. Maybe there's some Edinburgh connection. I'll ask James. I'm meeting him shortly. Something wants to talk about him.
Oh, so you've got to go.
What do you mean?
I just thought. First morning for weeks I haven't had to rehearse. We've got the flat to ourselves. We could do absolutely anything we wanted. And you have to go off and meet James Milne.
I did say shortly. Shortly is a relative term. I mean, I don't have to go straight away.
Good.
Oh, your hair is very beautiful.
Thank you kindly, sir.
Blonde and beautiful. Mm. Oh, Anna.
Martin Warburton is behaving most oddly.
Yes, I know, James. Thank you. He seems to be on the edge of some sort of breakdown.
Well, if it's a breakdown, it's taking a pretty strange form. You remember I said I was going to keep an eye on him?
Yes.
Well, I followed him when he left here yesterday morning. He knew exactly where he was going, went straight down the Royal Mile, then turned off towards Nicholson Square. In Nicholson Street, he went into a block of flats.
So? I mean, perhaps he was visiting friends.
He came out 10 minutes later in disguise.
In disguise?
Different clothes, wig and beard, but it was quite definitely him.
Good heavens. Did you go on following?
Yes.
Well, where did he go?
Well, this is the disappointing bit, Charles. He went into the Scottish National Portrait Gallery in Queen Street.
Oh.
I hung around outside. About 20 minutes later, he came out again, returned to Nicholson Street, changed back into Martin Warburton and came back here. Well, he's up to something, isn't he? I mean, surely that makes him even more our number one suspect.
Well, I suppose so, yes. I'm sorry, James. I must go.
Charles, you don't seem very excited by what I've just told you. There isn't anything you're keeping from me, is there?
Well, what do you mean?
You invited me to take on the role of Dr. Watson. I think it might be a little churlish of Sherlock Holmes not to confide any other suspicions he has.
Yes. All right, James. There is one other lead I'm following.
Someone else you're suspicious of?
Yes, a bit. But since it's somebody I know quite well, and since I'm fairly sure it's just a misunderstanding I can clear up very quickly... Well, I'd rather not mention any names, till I've checked a few details.
All right. If that's the way you want to do it. May I ask who you have to check your few details with?
Jean Mariello, Willie's widow.
What do you want? There's nothing more I can tell you.
Please, just a couple of questions about your husband. I think I may be onto something.
Big deal. Listen, Mr. Paris, I'm very busy. I don't want to play cops and robbers.
Oh, please give me 5 minutes.
Well, oh, all right. 5 minutes.
Thank you very much.
Right. Ask.
Good heavens. All these boxes and cases, are you going?
Yes, the house is on the market. I'll never come back here.
Oh, you're leaving Edinburgh then?
Aye, I'm moving in with a man in the folk group in Newcastle.
Uh-huh. Won't you miss it?
Edinburgh, yes. This house I hope I never see again.
Well, it's a nice enough house.
Look, I never lived here. Willie only bought it a few months ago and I've been on tour. The only times I ever saw the place, it was covered with paintbrushes or plaster dust or other evidence of Willie's latest ideas on home decor. He had the knack of converting every place we lived into a pigsty. He'd suddenly get sick of his surroundings and want to change it all. Smother everything with paint, take off a door, knock down a wall. And the trouble was he'd never finish the job, which is why this place is in such a mess.
Oh, well, basically it's in pretty good condition. You should get a good price for it.
Ha! The Building Society should get a good price for it.
Still, Willie must have made a few bob when he was with the band.
You'd think that, wouldn't you? But no. He spent it all. Not that there was that much left after all the agents and managers had taken their bites. Oh, there may be a few song royalties still to come, but those will go on paying back bank loans and mortgage arrears.
So you're not exactly left a rich widow, eh?
Mr. Paris, I can't believe that you came here to talk homes and gardens and domestic economy. And if you didn't, your 5 minutes and my patience are both running low.
No, I'm sorry, but just before I ask what I really came for, tell me why Willie bought this house.
Well, it fitted the image of what he wanted to be. Saw himself as a great landowner in his ancestral home in front of his blazing fire. The man of property.
I really wanted to ask you about Willie's sex life.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Well, of recent years, I'm afraid I'm hardly an expert on that.
No, I wanted to ask you about another woman.
I didn't take a great deal of interest in his other women either.
When he was in Derby, you know, when he stayed after the band split up, do you know if he had a girl then?
I assume so. I can't think he stayed for the scenery.
You never mentioned a girl?
We didn't discuss our private lives, but I believe it was through one of the girl students that he got involved in the Mary Queen of Scots show. Knowing Willie, there was more to the relationship than just that.
He didn't tell you her name?
Your 5 minutes is nearly gone, Mr.
Well,
Paris.
Do you know if he had a girl around recently? I mean, in the week before he died.
I wasn't here. You know that. What do you want me to do? Say if I found hairs on the pillow?
If necessary, yes.
All right, then. I would say, from the evidence of the dirty laundry, that Willie did commit yet another desecration of our marriage bed between the Friday when I left and the Tuesday when he was killed.
Yes?
Oh, yes. He'd had someone here. Hairs on the pillow, all the old familiar signs.
What colour hairs?
Blonde. 5 minutes. Yeah. Goodbye, Mr. Paris. We won't meet again.
Good morning, Venables Partnership.
Could I speak to Gerald Venables, please?
Who was calling him?
Charles Paris.
Okay, just a moment, Mr. Paris.
Hello, Charles.
Hello, Gerald.
How's it going?
What, the show?
No, you fool, the investigation.
What investigation?
Oh, come on, Charles, don't play the innocent with me. I do read the papers, you know. There's been a suspicious death in the group you're working with. Willie Mariello. I know you're investigating it.
Well, you are right, actually.
Of course. So how's it going?
Not sure. I think I may be getting somewhere.
Good. Anything I can do to help? I mean, anything that needs the services of a lawyer detective, of wills to check, blood samples to analyse, hit men to rub out. You name it, I'll do my best.
Well, there is something, actually. That's why I'm ringing. I'm afraid it'll involve your coming up to Edinburgh, though.
Yeah, it's not impossible. One of my clients is in the show at the Lyceum.
Oh, really?
Well, the official vessel, of course. Oh. I mean, no client of mine would mess with that fringe rubbish.
No, no, of course not.
Anyway, there's a film contract we're negotiating for this chap. I could arrange to have to come up and discuss it with him.
Is it urgent?
No, but he's not to know that.
Ah, you mean he's going to be footing the bill. Gerald, I really must say, on behalf of a fellow actor, that you are...
Don't worry. You should see what they're paying him for the movie. And he can set legal services against tax. I mean, really, I'm doing him a favour.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you really ought to get into films, Charles. That's where the money is.
Thank you.
Have you got any work coming up after this week?
Not a lot, no. Well, there's talk of maybe directing Hedda Gabler at the Theatre Royal Leicester. It's all very vague, though.
Oh, dear, Charles, I do wish you'd get your career together. It's extremely...
Gerald, could we get back to the subject?
Yes, of course. Now, by the way, have you met up with Frances yet?
Frances?
Your wife, remember?
Yes. Oh, no, she's coming up to Edinburgh, isn't she?
Yes. Kate met her last week and Frances told her about it. Organising a school trip to the festival, was that it?
Yes. Oh, my God. I'd completely forgotten.
Do I gather from your tone that you've got some other interest on the go up there?
Well,
I see.
Look, how soon do you think you'll be able to get up here, Gerald?
Well, if Polly can work her usual magic, I'll get the 7 o'clock shuttle to Glasgow and a cab across, so I'll check into the North British Hotel.
Gerald, the North British will be full. We are right in the middle of a festival, you know.
You underestimate Polly.
Mm-hmm.
I'll meet you there around 9.
Okay. Oh, one thing, Gerald. Have you got a small cassette recorder?
I see. Conversation you want secretly recorded.
That's right. Well, have you got one?
Of course I have, Charles. You forget I'm a solicitor. It's a tool of the trade.
Ah, Anna.
Charles.
I hoped I'd find you here.
We're rehearsing up in the men's dormitory till 5. Then we've got a couple of hours in the hall.
Ah, look, Anna, about tonight...
Yeah, you coming round the flat after the review?
Well, no, that's it, you see. I actually can't make it tonight. Would you mind if...
Never mind. I could do with some sleep anyway. There's always tomorrow.
Yes, yeah.
I'd better get back to rehearsal. Kiss.
Mm. Mm. Do you think he saw us?
Oh, come on. It was only Martin. Does it matter?
No, I suppose not.
Who slammed that bloody door? Can't you... Oh, hello, Charles.
Oh, James.
See you, Charles.
Yes, bye, Anna.
I've spoken to them more than once about that front door. If they keep slamming it, I get complaints from the neighbours. Did you see who it was?
Yes, Martin Warburton.
Oh, talking about Martin Warburton. I followed him again this morning.
From here?
Yes. He went straight down to the Nicholson Street flat again and came out in the disguise.
Really? Where did he go this time?
The Palace of Holyrood House. It's bizarre. Why should he go to the National Portrait Gallery in Holyrood in disguise?
I've no idea.
You know, Charles, I'm convinced Martin's our murderer. Holyrood House was the scene of David Rizzio's stabbing. And I still think there's some strange tie-up in Martin's mind between what's happening now and the Mary Queen of Scots story.
No.
And if there is, it's very worrying. Rizzio's was only the first in a sequence of murders.
So you think we should be on the lookout for more carbon copy deaths?
You sound unconvinced, Charles.
Well?
Still following your other lead, are you? Did you get anything from Jean Mariello?
Maybe a few pointers.
And you're still keeping your suspicions to yourself?
James, I'm sorry. But by the end of this evening, I will know, one way or the other.
Okay, spill the beans. What dirty deed have you dragged me up here to perpetrate?
Listen, Gerald, is your firm engaged in any big film productions at the moment?
Oh, my dear Charles, of course we are. Big film productions are the partnership's bread and butter. Or perhaps I should say caviar.
And what are you setting up right now?
Well, there's this colossal Andreotti picture we've been getting together for years and start shooting in Spain in October. But the Americans are still dragging their feet over finance.
I see. Have you got a stake in the picture?
The partnership has.
Ah, good. So it wouldn't be too difficult for you to pose as a film producer?
Well, it would hardly be a pose.
Right. Now, what I want you to do tonight is go to a review called Brown Derby. It's at the Masonic Hall in Lauriston Place.
Brown Derby?
Yes. Here's a ticket. Starts at 11. Now, there's a girl in the show called Anna Duncan. She's a good actress, but, I mean, even if you don't think so, I want you to go round after the performance, introduce yourself as a film producer and say you'd like to talk to her about a few projects, you know. Would it be possible to meet her for lunch tomorrow?
And tomorrow?
You take her out to lunch. I'll fill you in on what you say to her.
That's terrific. I mean, perhaps I could use a false name.
No, I don't think that'll be necessary, Gerald.
No. But what we say at the lunch, that's the conversation you want recorded?
Yes, that's the one.
Don't worry, Charles. You can rely on me. It's damn clever, this little Japanese recorder I've got. You see, I slip it in my jacket pocket and then run the microphone lead up through the lining to my buttonhole. And then I wear a carnation to hide the actual microphone. And Bob's your uncle.
Yeah, use it a lot, do you?
Oh, yes, Charles. It's invaluable in getting a record of sticky negotiations.
You are totally without morality, aren't you, Gerald?
Well, I am a solicitor, old boy.
Yeah.
So, I'm combining business with pleasure and meeting a few people, enjoying the festival, and maybe thinking a bit about casting for the new movie.
Oh, yes.
Have some more champagne. Oh,
thank you.
Mm. It's not wonderful. It's all right. I find the provinces, you've just really got to take what you can get.
Yes.
It's funny, you know, in the film business, how little things can hold you up. I mean, this new movie, we've got the director, we've got the star signed up, the script's on its 14th draft and only needs cosmetic changes. Everyone's raring to go. And now we're delayed because the director can't find the right actress for one part.
Ah.
I mean, it's not, you know, it's not quite a star part, but it's one of those that's really telling. Good for the Best Newcomer Awards, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And the director's determined to get an unknown. I can see that he's right, but it's all taking too long. Mm. Well, he's been through auditions and screen tests till he's going out of his mind. I can't think there's a girl left in the country he's not seen. But he still hasn't found one who's right.
What is the part?
Well, the girls. I don't know, around 20, perhaps. And she's having an affair with this complete bastard. And James Khan's playing the part, actually. Oh, thank God, at least we've got him signed up. Anyway, the James Khan character gets into a fight towards the end of the film and gets stabbed. And then the girl has to express this very complex emotion. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't be talking like this to you. People being stabbed all a bit near home, isn't it? Sorry. Insensitive. Let's talk about something else.
It's all right.
No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have mentioned it. It must have been awful for everyone in the group.
Yes, it was.
Such a terrible shock. Even when it's not someone that you know particularly well. And when it's someone really close, I suppose it must be frightful.
Yes.
That's the trouble. Every tragedy leaves someone behind. I suppose this, Mariello, was that his name?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose he must have had a girl somewhere.
Yes, he had a girl.
You don't mean that you...
Yes. Willie and I were lovers.
I'm so sorry. I had no idea. I wouldn't have raised the matter if I'd had an
idea. Don't worry. In a way, it's better for me to talk about it. It's been so terrible since he died, bottling up all my emotions.
Yes, I am sorry. It must have been awful for you to be there. But you do mean that you... had him lovers, don't you? I mean, it wasn't still going on when he...
It was still going on. If he hadn't been killed, it would still be going on now.
Oh, God. Well, I feel terrible for having talked about the film because you're in almost exactly the same position as the girl, aren't you? Except, of course, that for the girl in the film, the emotion's even more complex. I mean, her lover was a bastard and virtually a criminal. Well, I tell the director I think the character's overdrawn... No woman would stay with a man like that.
I don't know.
No, but surely...
Willie was no saint. I knew his faults. He could be cruel, really evil. He'd do wicked things and then say he'd done them for me.
What do you mean?
Recently, he nearly killed someone for me.
Killed?
There was a girl in our group who would have been in the review you saw. She had the part I'm playing. One day I must have said something to Willie that made him think I was jealous of her. But I wasn't. But he got this idea in his head.
Well, what did he do?
He pushed her down some stone steps. She broke her leg. She couldn't play the parts she was meant to.
Good God.
You see, you were wrong when you said I didn't know what it's like to love a bastard. I do. To my cost.
Yes. Yes, I see. Look, have some more champagne.
You see, you were wrong when you said I didn't know what it's like to love a bastard. I do. To my cost.
I see.
Oh, you've got to hand it to her, Charles. She's a good little actress, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. Did you record much more?
Oh, yes. We haven't got to the sweet course yet. And she did perk up a bit then.
I bet she did. After she'd finished her audition. Well, let's hear the next instalment. Which button do I press?
No, it's all right. I'll do that. Rather tricky controls on this machine.
Mm.
Designed for little Japanese fingers, you know.
Mm.
Really very pretty girl, though. Blonde hair. Eyes almost navy blue, aren't they? You know her well.
I thought I did.
Oh?
Oh. Come on, let's hear a bit.
Do you want to go into the professional theatre?
Oh, yes. I've had one or two offers.
What sort of thing?
Well, I've been asked to play Hedda Gabler at the Theatre Royal Leicester.
Oh,
and there are one or two other...
Cow.
What?
My role in the proceedings has just become clear.
I don't understand.
Yeah, it's the oldest cliché in the business. The casting couch.
Oh, I wouldn't bother to listen to any more of it. I mean, there's nothing else of interest.
Yes, and as you know from last night, the show comes down at 12:15.
As I say, nothing...
No, just... What was that?
Nothing. There's no point...
Come on, switch the damn thing on.
We could meet after that for a drink or something, if you like.
Yeah, well, I'm at the North British, down on Princess Street, and if you would meet me in the bar, say... 30.
Oh, that would be great. I look forward to it.
Well, now, Charles, there's no need for you to look at me like that. Well, don't get the wrong impression. All I thought was, if you were planning a confrontation with her, you'd want to know where she was. And down at the hotel would be jolly convenient.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for heaven's sake. I mean, you didn't think that I would... Well, I mean, I'm a married man. Kate and I have a perfect relationship. And I would hate for her ever to hear any misleading rumours.
Hello?
Charles? Hello? I thought we'd fixed to meet up at the flat.
Yeah.
It's just as well I've seen you, actually, because I won't be there till later. I've got to meet someone in the North British Hotel.
Yes, I know.
It's an aunt of mine who's only up in Edinburgh very briefly.
You're visiting your aunt at 12:30?
I've been rehearsing all day. There hasn't been another opportunity. I'll get back to the flat as soon as I can. Promise.
You're lying. You're going to the North British to see Gerald Venables.
What?
You're going to see him because you think he's a big film producer who can help you with your career. And you're probably planning to go to bed with him. In the same way that you went to bed with me, hmm? Because I sometimes direct plays.
I see. You set Gerald Venables up?
Yes, I did.
And he isn't really a film producer? The part he was talking about doesn't exist?
Well, he's a sort of occasional film producer. But, no. The part doesn't exist.
That was a dirty trick. I suppose I should have realised it was stupid to get involved with someone of your age. Old men always get clinging and jealous.
Oh, good God. Do you think I set all this up just as some elaborate charade to test your affection for me?
I can't think of any other reason why you should do it.
I set Gerald up to get certain information from you.
Like what?
Like the fact that you and Willie Mariello were lovers.
So what? At least he was my age. You see, you are jealous. Jealous of someone who's dead. Anyway, it was all over with Willie and me. It was just something that happened while we were in Derby.
You told Gerald it was still going on when Willie died.
You have been spying carefully, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't true. I just said that to sound more like the girl in the film.
Why did you and Willie split up? Did he want it to end?
No, he got clinging too. Kept doing things to try and get me back.
Things like nobbling Leslie. So that you got her parts in the shows?
Yeah, that was about Willie's level of subtlety.
Did you suggest it?
No, I did not.
You didn't mention that she was playing a couple of good parts, that you were her understudy?
No, no. I may have said that, yes, but I never intended Willie...
No, of course not. Listen, Anna, you're in serious trouble.
What on earth do you mean?
Murder is a serious business.
Are you accusing me of murder?
Yes, Anna, I am.
In part four of So Much Blood, Francis Matthews was Charles Paris, James Milne, Alan McNaughton, Anna Duncan, Kim Thompson, Gerald Venables, Jeremy Child, Jean Mariello, Francis Lowe. So Much Blood was adapted from his book by Simon Brett and produced by Martin Fisher.